You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't know if the Broncos are going to beat the Jets this weekend, but they are going to look different on the field. They're only going to put six guys out on offense. They're only going to play with six. So that's going to be a new look. No, I'm just kidding. The Broncos will unveil their new snow-capped helmets. Have you seen these things?
It may or may not be a question for boys against the girls today.
Should I not say anything else?
No, it's fine, because we were laying in bed looking at these helmets last night, because Nick Nack is a huge Broncos fan, and she is, like, giddy over these helmets for some reason. Mm-hmm. She says they're beautiful.
They call them the snow-cap. They're white with an orange D for Dom. The team will pair these new hats with their all-orange uniforms this Sunday.
It's a good look, actually. I really like it.
It looks clean. It's a clean look, and it's quite the throwback to the Orange Crush defense days. That's what it reminds me of.
What a complete and total waste of money, though, right? Like, they need new hats. They don't need new hats.
Well, you know what? If the hats lead to a W this weekend, then everyone's going to say, you got to wear the snow-capped every time.
Those are lucky hats!
We'll see what happens. Not a lot of drama in the four wild card series that started off the baseball playoffs. All four of those series were swept in two games. So now we're down to the final eight teams, and the divisional round of playoffs start this weekend, if you care about that. Get a load of this. Commander, that's the name of President Biden's dog that keeps biting people, has now officially been removed from the White House. They have kicked him out of the White House.
It's time.
A source inside the White House referred to the work environment there as, quote, hostile and, quote, dangerous, end quote, and said Secret Service agents had to avoid, get a load of this, Secret Service agents are having to avoid certain entrances and different routes inside the building just so they could avoid getting bitten by the president's dog.
Routes.
A spokesperson for First Lady Jill Biden said next steps are being, quote, evaluated.
Where's he going to go?
That's the question.
Where's he going to go?
Who wants a biter? It's like that kid in daycare that's the biter.
He's got to go to like an obedience school, I think.
You see lists all the time for best TV shows, you know, of all time. And there's a whole bunch of older shows on there, right? They always put the All in the Family and, you know, the stuff from the 60s and the 70s and even some 80s. Well, The Hollywood Reporter said, let's just look at the best shows since the turn of the century. So since they go back essentially to 1999, but this is mostly 21st century shows. Out of all of the, what's been your favorite show, Jer Bear, that has come out in the last 20 years? What's your favorite?
Probably Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy are probably my two biggies that I've really liked.
All I've got here is the top 20. I can tell you that Breaking Bad was number 16 on the list. I'm a little surprised it was that low.
Okay.
They put Better Call Saul at number 7.
That would probably be my third choice.
See, I thought you were even going to say that.
So good.
The one that I loved recently so much, Succession, was number 3. They say it's the third best.
Okay.
But number 1, and I really can't argue with this because I was so absolutely addicted to this show, was Mad Men.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your style, but you could try it. Why don't you and Nicole sit down and try it at least?
We still have to get through Maisel and Ted Lasso, so we're still a little backed up.
You don't need to.
Winter's
get through
coming,
Ted
though.
Lasso.
Well, seeing that we don't get it because we are halfway through and we're both really enjoying it. And everyone has said that season 3 is such crap, and we're like, it's fine.
What's wrong with
We've
you
got
guys?
No beef with it.
What's wrong with you? Do you have like a gas leak at your house
I don't
or
know.
Something?
We're just like, yeah, it's cute.
Frying?
It's still kind of charming. It's cute.
Ugh. Sopranos was number 2. I have not seen The Sopranos.
I haven't seen that
either.
I
saw the first episode. So I think, you know, especially with me being an Italian boy, it's probably stupid that I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's your top 3. Mad Men, Sopranos, all right, and Succession. And then get a load of this. You know, we hear from people all the time on our show who hooked up through a dating app. You know, we often will ask, hey, how did you meet your SO? And at least half the time, people are saying on an app, dating app. Well, they did a big study, a university study, looking at couples that met offline versus couples that met online. And hey, don't shoot the messenger here. We're just reporting But the study shows that the couples who meet through a dating app and got married are actually less happy in their marriages.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. The plot thickens.
They tried to come up with a variety. They can't say why that is. Those are just the stats, right? But they can at least, I don't know, do a hypothesis on it. And they think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there is still, even after all these years, a weird little stigma attached to meeting on a dating app. And so therefore you have to deal with crap from your family and friends and stuff like that. And they think it just adds undue pressure. I gotta think, I can't believe first that there's still stigma attached to it after all these years and so many successful marriages. But you got to think in the next 5 years, that stigma has got to fade away.
It's probably going to, yeah, it'll disappear.
If it's, I don't even know.
So many people will be doing it.
So anyway, if you are married and you met through a dating app, good luck.
Your boys, Mix 100.
Well, here's the end of an era. The CDC has announced that they've stopped printing those COVID-19 vaccine cards. Remember those, Dom? You had to carry them around in your wallet. I remember going to a Weird Al concert in the thick of it all, and I had to show my little card to even get into the concert. Yeah. So they're saying the vaccines aren't being distributed by the feds anymore, so they're like, we don't really need to print these little cards, I guess. Since late 2020, they sent out about 1 billion of those little things. And now, I don't even know where mine is, honestly.
I've got mine. All of ours for our family are locked up, almost like a little home safe deposit kind of thing, just to protect it.
Sure.
And this is the kind of thing that should go into a time capsule.
I think so. You'll be able to show your grandkids, you know, look what we had to have back in the day.
Mine's
in a drawer somewhere.
Bury your card in a time capsule and open it in 50 years.
Yeah. So anyway, we don't have to worry about carrying those around anymore. Let's see. Let's talk about the new feature that's coming to Uber. I guess if you have an Amazon package that you need to return for $5, Uber will now do it for you. They're letting you add a new feature that lets you book a driver. It'll come to your house, pick up your package, and then go drop it off at the post office, FedEx, UPS, Kohl's, Whole Foods. What are the other drop-offs? A locker? For $5. Is it worth
it? Or they'll just throw it out a window.
Or they'll just take it home with them. Yeah, I don't know. They'll pick up anything. They won't pick up anything that costs more than $100 and it has to weigh 30 pounds or less. But I guess if you live that busy lifestyle and you can't just roll into a UPS store, it's kind of a nice, unique, very convenient feature. So kudos to Uber for the idea. Environmentalists are mad at this private jet company. They're calling this service ludicrous. It is a private service that totes around people's dogs, essentially. Dogs traveling in luxury. They ran their first flight from Dubai to London this week. Here's the cost, $9,855 one way. Customers will be able to sit with their dog on their laps and sip champagne. It's called Canine Jets, run by a husband and wife team. They already operate in Jersey, Los Angeles, Frankfurt, Paris, Lisbon, who cares?
I'll bet they're sold out.
They say Canine Jets believes that pets are actual family members and they deserve to be, you know, treated and traveled in style just like their owners. There's a picture on Instagram right now with a picture sitting at a walnut table with that glass of champagne. And she's got this goofy smile and she's got her golden retriever with her. But, you know, of course, environmentalists are like, what are you doing this? You're burning fuel for all these goofy dogs. They don't care where they're how they're traveling.
Well, if humans are going with them, I mean, right?
Essentially, yes, it is for human travel, but they're couching it as bring your dog for this luxury canine trip.
If it's just the dogs being flown, that's really interesting.
It's so cheese, man. It's super cheese. There's a story talking about how country music is booming right now. I love this. There were twice as many searches for the phrase country music than pop music last week. A bunch of searches regarding country music lyrics, who's a country star. Tay-Tay actually came in at number one on that list. I guess people are still considering her full country. I don't know. Jelly Roll's on the list. Zach Bryan. I'm going through the Zach Bryan phase right now, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend. And speaking of country, this one's for my wife. If you have a wedding, you can actually book Darius Rucker to come and perform at your wedding. His price tag is $1 million. $1 million. He says, I will kill it. You can even name 5 songs that the band will learn, but it's still $1 million. So they'll come play their butts off at your wedding.
And
that's,
you can
pretty
fly your
cool,
dog,
huh?
There too. That's for, it's right. The same group of people.
My wife has the biggest crush on Darius Rucker, and that's in one of those that I just don't get. Because
I
am the
Hootie,
complete and total opposite of Darius Rucker. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, what right. did you,
you
see
know, just
me?
For your wife, and since we talked about Darius,
so
I'll play
man.
Some Hootie. All right?
Thank
I'm not going to play one of his country songs.
So much. I love it.
But I'll play Hootie.
Thank you. They say if you want to avoid gum disease, just eat less. Reduce the number of calories that you're sliding across your chompers.
Sure. That makes sense.
It'll help slow the progression of gum disease. Essentially, probably because you're just putting less stuff in your mouth, less sugary snacks,
sure.
and you're just going to have inflamed, gross, disgusting gums. So that's how you avoid gum disease, and I will give you 2 stories now back-to-back about how that is going to cancel it out. Here's Fat America. Major League Baseball teams have added some bizarre new menu items. They do this every year. Atlanta Braves has one of the strangest ones. It's a sandwich that features 3 glazed donuts, pickled green tomatoes, and 2 fried chicken breasts, all topped with powdered sugar. The picture's on our Facebook page if you want to look at it. It is so,
you know,
so gross looking.
That's just down the road from me. I should try to
find
somebody who's going to give up a ticket for one of these playoff games. And
then split that with somebody, okay?
It's something you need to split it with like 6 people.
And here's your second story, and it involves... Make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted cinnamon roll casserole today that you can make in your crock pot. I call it sinful rolls, Dom. Diet? What diet?
Nice.
I will say it does call for 2 tubes of cinnamon rolls and a buttload of icing. So you can check that out on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.